2020 candidates offer thoughts and prayers in reaction to Iran attack. By Hannah Blow on January 7, 2020. Several Democrat 2020 candidates reacted to the news of Iran launching over a dozen ballistic missiles targeting U.S. military and coalition forces in Iraq on Tuesday, offering thoughts and prayers, a response typically mocked by those within their own party. U.S. officials on Tuesday confirmed the launch of over a dozen ballistic missiles targeting at least two Iraqi military bases hosting U.S. military and coalition personnel at Al-Asad and Erbil, per a statement from Assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs Jonathan Hoffman. Hoffman added, "We are working on initial battle damage assessments. In recent days and in response to Iranian threats and actions, the Department of Defense has taken all appropriate measures to safeguard our personnel and partners. These bases have been on high alert due to indications that the Iranian regime planned to attack our forces and interests in the region. As we evaluate the situation and our response, we will take all necessary measures to protect and defend U.S. personnel, partners, and allies in the region. Due to the dynamic nature of the situation, we will continue to provide updates as they become available." The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, is taking credit for the attack. While the Pentagon has yet to remark on any U.S. casualties, multiple sources are reporting no U.S. casualties. However, an assessment is reportedly ongoing. "We are aware of the reports of attacks on U.S. facilities in Iraq," White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham tweeted following news of the attack. "The president has been briefed and is monitoring the situation closely and consulting with his national security team," she added. "The president will not address the nation tonight, despite previous CNN reports indicating otherwise." Several Democrat 2020 candidates have issued responses to the developments, offering thoughts and prayers. "Tonight, my prayers are with our service members, our diplomats and personnel serving in Iraq, and their families, and all the people in the region," Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, tweeted. "This is a reminder why we need to de-escalate tension in the Middle East. The American people do not want a war with Iran," she added. Former Vice President Joe Biden, D, indicated that he will hold off on commenting on the news until more information comes out. "Jill and I are keeping our troops and Americans overseas in our prayers," he said. "We hope you'll keep them in yours. Tonight, Americans in Iraq are under fire," former Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, tweeted, offering his prayers. "Praying for the safety of our troops and personnel in Iraq right now," Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, said. "Monitoring the situation in Iraq and my thoughts are with our service members, personnel, and all others there tonight," he wrote in a tweet on his second verified Twitter account. "We are quickly heading to a point of no return in the region. We must use diplomacy to de-escalate and keep Americans safe at home and abroad," he added. "Closely monitoring what is happening in Iraq," Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, wrote. "We must do all we can to protect our service members and Americans at risk. Our thoughts and prayers are with our brave men and women serving in Iraq and keeping our country safe. May they be safe and secure and see their families again," Andrew Yang, D, wrote. Presidential hopeful Marianne Williamson, D, also offered prayers for peace for all the world. A number of lawmakers also reacted to the breaking news Tuesday evening. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, quickly blamed President Trump for the attack, citing the need to end the needless provocations from the administration. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, took a drastically different approach, calling for the nation to remain united in the fight against terrorism and those who would do our country harm. "America's full support is with our courageous servicemen and women standing the watch," he added. More reaction.